Isn't that beautiful? If you didn't know, that's the stories of the Bible leading up to the birth of Jesus. From the time of creation in the beginning until the time that Jesus arrived. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been looking in our church about the impressions of Christmas. And what words can we use to describe the magic of this time of year? Tonight, we're just going to look at one word, maybe the most obvious of all words, and it's the word love. Christmas is all about love. It's about how much God loves us. It's about how much we can love Him. But more importantly, it's not just that God came to the earth, but that God came for you. God came for me. The scripture that we like to use is there in Matthew chapter 2, and says, "You Bethlehem," it says, "out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." God, when he came to earth, didn't come as a dictator, didn't come as a judge. He came as a shepherd. Now, in our culture, that may not be as relevant to us as it was in the ancient times, for shepherds had a unique relationship with the herds that they cared for. The sheep knew their voice. The shepherd led them gently and firmly. And so when we hear about this job description of Jesus, we see right away that he's going to be a ruler. But he's going to be the kind of ruler that rules with love, because he loves you. You know, there's such a wonderful idea that God loves you, and there's a power in presence. As I was thinking about this week, I thought about how all throughout my life, I have so enjoyed the presence of friends. Not the P-R-E-S-E-N-T present that we're going to get tomorrow, but just them being there. You know, as we've gone through our lives, there's a lot of high times and a lot of low times, and it's wonderful to have friends and family that love and support you. There's a verse that talks about God being with us, and it's the phrase Emmanuel. We don't often hear that word except at Christmas time, Emmanuel. But Emmanuel simply means what? God with us. But it's not so much that God is with us as a civilization, as a human race, but that God is with me. God is with you. And God is with you in the high times. God is with you in the low times. One of the privileges that I have as a pastor in my position is I get invited into people's lives at the highest times. I get invited to their weddings and to the birth of their children, to their baptisms in the faith. One of the things I also get invited to is the lowest times, when there's the greatest hurt and the greatest loss. And I learned early on as a pastor, you don't always have to know what to say. I remember one of the first difficulties that I walked through was a leader in our church early on in my ministry had lost their son to a motorcycle accident. And when I heard about it in the morning, I went over to his house and I walked into his room, and he wasn't in the family room, and he wasn't in the kitchen. And I walked back to his bedroom, and even though it was late in the day, he was still in bed. And I remember just laying down on top of this big, burly guy, and we just cried together. And I didn't know what to say, but just to be present. And you know, that's the word Emmanuel. It means that God loves you so much that he wants just to be present with you. The joy of presence that God has, the power of presence. And you know, there's also a wonderful verse that was penned many years ago by a psalmist, and it's the privilege of relationship, and that God wants to be there for us. Look at the verse. It says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. We are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture." See, he's the shepherd and we're the sheep. He loves us so much, he wants to guide us. He wants to carry us along through life. He wants to lead us in his paths. So the power of presence, there's the privilege of relationship, and then there's the progress of interaction, that as I interact with God, not just allow him to be next to me, but I engage in relationship with him, I interact with him, there's something that grows between us. The verse here spells it out very clearly. It says, the one who loves me will be loved by the Lord. This is Jesus, who will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and what? Show myself to him. See, God doesn't want to just be next to me. He wants to interact with me. He wants to show himself to me. He loves me. And if I reciprocate that love, it will grow in interaction. That's how much God loves me. It's an amazing thought that Emmanuel means Jesus stepped out of the heavens and he came to earth and he came down here to be not just with us, but with me. Not just with us, but with you. And he wants to be present in your life. He wants to have relationship. He wants to grow in interaction. That's how much God loves each one of us. Now, the second reciprocal part is that your love for him. There's some responses that he calls us for. The response of thankfulness, you'll see it there. It says, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Thank you, God, for stepping out of heaven and coming to earth. Thank you for wanting a relationship with me. Thank you for interacting. Thank you for being my shepherd, and I am your sheep. The response of thankfulness. But we also see in the Bible the response of devotion. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 8, we see, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. God doesn't just want me to say thank you for coming, but he actually wants me to respond with my heart and life devotion to him. The interaction that I begin to have with God isn't simply because I acknowledge that he's with me, but that I have loved him as he has loved me, and we've grown in this relationship, and my heart's devotion grows and swells in my response to his love for me. And what God wants from us is our thankfulness. What he wants from us is our devotion. And then finally, another interesting thought that the Bible gives to us, that the response of transformation. That God, look at this, God actually comes to us. It says, and we are all being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory. God doesn't want me to stay the way that I am. He has a better plan for my life. He has a better way for me to think. He has a better attitudes for me to exhibit. He has a better path for me to walk on so that I can reflect him and I can be transformed into what I am, into what he wants me to be. And so, my response to him loving me is that I would just love him. And loving him isn't simply just saying, thank you for coming. Loving him isn't just giving him my heart. Loving him means that I allow him to transform me into what he wants me to be. Because what he wants me to be is a dream come true for me. Because what he would transform me into, if I really let him, is something far better than I could ever become on my own. And what I dream about being in my thought life, what I dream about being in my attitudes, what I dream about living, how I would live my life for him, how I dream about those things are exactly the path that he wants to take me down to if I will accept his love and I will respond back to him in love. Because Christmas is all about love. It's all about how much he loves you. And I hope tonight, as you walk into the holiday tomorrow, you'll have a real sense that God loves you. That you'll not just understand it as a thought or an intellectual experience, but that in your life, you will sense that Emmanuel is with you. That he is your shepherd and he wants to lead you. And I also hope that as we think about these things and we dwell on these thoughts, that we will respond to him in love. That we will say, God, I want you to be more than just a companion. I want you to be someone that leads me in my life, that transforms me in my life. God, I give you my devotion and my future. Because Christmas, at least in the heart and the mind of God, that first Christmas Eve, not here on earth, but in heaven, that first Christmas Eve from heaven's vantage point, as God was looking down and preparing the angels to go tell the shepherds and preparing the star for the wise men to follow, what was running through his mind and heart was love, that he loved us. And as he put his love in us, we respond to that love by allowing him to do his work in our life. Because Christmas is all about love. Let's pray together. Would you let me? Dear God in heaven, thank you for being our Emmanuel. And I just pray if there's someone here this afternoon that hasn't responded to your love, that today might be that day. I pray that each one of us, young and old, that we would truly feel and experience how much you love us. That you would knock gently on the door of our heart and that we would be willing to open that door and experience how much you love us. Lord, thank you for being a gentleman. You're not going to pound down the door of our life. You're going to simply stand at the door and knock and offer us a promise that if we would open that door, you would come in and we would have relationship. You know, if you're here tonight and you haven't opened up that door, if you haven't opened up that door to Jesus to come into your life, you can do it by simply calling out to him in a prayer. Right in the quietness of your own heart, sensing that he's knocking on your door, and responding to his love for you by opening up your life and letting him in. You can pray a prayer just like this. Dear God, I sense you knocking on the door of my life. I'm ready to open that door. I invite you to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins. I embrace the sacrifice of the cross and I receive your forgiveness. I respond to your love with my heartfelt devotion and my commitment to allow you to be my shepherd, that you would lead me in my thoughts. You would lead me in my attitudes. You would lead me in the path that I walk. Oh God, I thank you for your love. And I give myself to you today. You know, if you pray that prayer, God promises he's coming into your life. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. I pray, Lord, that there are those tonight that follow you, but we haven't given our whole heart. And as we remember and are reminded of how you gave everything for us, it's fair for you to ask us to give everything to you. So, Lord, if there's an area in our lives that we haven't surrendered to you, may tonight be the day, may tonight be the night that we surrender it to you. For you are worthy of our love. Lord, be with each one. Thank you for the gift of Jesus. Thank you for the Emmanuel. Thank you for love that came down. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.